Well, in terms of health, they're still trying to kind of figure things out and figure out his status. They'll probably figure out more, and we'll know more here in Denver by tomorrow. But I got to give the kid, a little credit for being able to stand in the pocket. He took a couple of shots, and he was still able to muster enough confidence to finish the game. But that aside, the execution and the performance wasn't exactly what we were hoping.
So, I mean, where do they stand on him now? I mean, we've seen some good, some not so good. I know going into the year, there was a lot of optimism that he was, you know, the quarterback of the future. Is there any kind of wavering on that now?
Well, if you listen to the fan base, yeah, there's a lot of wavering. Inside the building, they're still holding out hope that maybe with these remaining games, he'll be able to put things together and show them flashes as to why John Elway decided to take him in the second round. But for me, the constant lack of fundamentals and ability to see the entire field continues to show up. And that's what's raising a lot of questions for a lot of Broncos fans. I brought this up back in training camp when I said, well, Drew Lock may struggle when the season actually gets here because he's only staring down the right side. And what I've seen over the past 2 weeks, when the Broncos find themselves trailing and they need to establish somewhat of a rhythm, all of Drew Lock's throws are all to the right side of the field. And I'm like, if I can see this and I'm not a coach sitting in a facility and my job is to constantly break this down, someone's going to figure out this puzzle. And yesterday, the Raiders definitely figured it out.
So what is the rest of this season about for the Broncos?
Well, the remaining of the season is seeing, you know, can Drew Lock actually make improvements? Right now, from everything that we've known thus far, he has regressed a lot since we saw him last year in that 4-1 start. A lot of that had to do with the removal of Rich Gangarella as the offensive coordinator. It is something that I didn't think that the Broncos should have done, but I'm not John Elway, and I don't run the team. And they felt as though they needed someone who wanted to take more shots down the field. And looking at Rich Gangarella coming in as a first-time offensive coordinator and play caller, Pat Shurmur seemed like the shiny new toy. But as we see the execution not get to where we needed to, now people are now calling for Drew Lock's job, Pat Shurmur's job, and Vic Fangio's job all the same.
Nick Ferguson's with us. He's the host of Nick and Cecil. The Fan in Denver, played in the National Football League. All right, what'd you like about the Raiders? What'd you see that you liked about the Raiders yesterday?
Well, you're putting me in a tough spot asking me as a former Bronco player to talk about the things that I love about the Raiders.
Got
to
be objective. You got to be objective.
I know. I'm trying to be objective, but I'm still licking my wounds. But here's what I liked about what the Raiders did yesterday. Derek Carr didn't have one of those Derek Carr type of games because coming into the game, he 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, so he was quite efficient, and he didn't turn the ball over. But it wasn't one of these games that we saw, you know, Derek Carr really throwing the ball down the field a lot. And he didn't have to do that because between ex-Bronco Devontae Booker and the man Josh Jacobs, who seems to own the Broncos every single year, I mean, those two backs really made the game short. They kept Drew Lock on the sideline. They wore out the defense. You can tell by the fourth quarter. And as a guy that coached in this league and played in this league, a lot of those guys were saying no mock. It was one time where Josh Jacobs was dead to rights. I mean, Alexander Johnson, the inside linebacker, had him dead to rights, but he could not make the play in the hole. And I'm sorry, it wasn't Josh Jacobs. It was Devontae Freeman. But this is the problem that the Broncos, you know, have started to see. You know, the linebackers creeping up too close to the line of scrimmage. They can't get off blocks. And the Raiders, I mean, you guys have some big offensive linemen who are really athletic, and that seems to create a lot of issues up front for the Denver Broncos, and they can never figure out how to offset that. So the Raiders did a great job controlling the clock and controlling the line of scrimmage, and that's why they won the game.